When we're right with God, He'll make us proper and those around us as well. Even though Joseph was away from home, away from all his parents, he still maintained that relationship with God, and that is why he was able to prosper in Potiphar's house. Even though he could have been like the Egyptians, you often say, when you're with the Romans, you act and you dwell, act like the Romans. He could have been like the Egyptians, but he decided to just stay steadfast and focused on God, and that is how he was able to prosper, not only for himself, but for Potiphar's house as well. And I think that through that, he was also comforted in knowing that the Lord was with him, no matter where he was.
Joseph embraced the principle that you do all things as unto God, not as unto men. He wasn't worried about what others would think about him or say about him. He was doing all things with the idea that God would be the one who would reward him, was taking care of him through every step of the way. So whatever he did, he sought to bring honor to God, and God was no man's debtor, rewarded him for that.
It says that the Lord was with him, and that this was evidenced, seen by the master. In verse 3, we've been touching on this. His master saw that the Lord was with him. So there's no doubt Potiphar was watching him. To the point, in the beginning, he may have been watching him for to make sure that this person is going to be working. But Joseph was so faithful in his work place, in his place of work, that there came a point in time when Potiphar didn't need to watch him anymore. You know, sometimes our bosses give us responsibility and, you know, we have to do certain work. And then there might come a time when they realize how faithful we are, not as because we're doing it for them, but as Brother Greg said, we're doing it as unto the Lord, that they say, I don't need to worry about this employee anymore because I know what kind of person they are. I know what kind of work they're doing. And I was just thinking of the verses in Ephesians where it says, servants, chapter 6, verse 5. You don't have to turn to it. I'll just read two verses. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart. And this is the important part. As unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And here is one who was not free. He was not there of his own, you know, he wasn't there getting paid, like we go to our jobs and get paid. He was there because he was a slave. And you know what, he didn't sit there and say, I'm going to sulk in all that was going on, all that's happened to me. And you know, he took the opportunity and he said, how can I display Christ to this man? And he was faithful in what the little things that the Lord entrusted to him. It started back in his father's house, and now God brings him to another house, and he's faithful there. And then God brings him to another place, and it's not up, it's down, it's to the prison. And then it's going to come up. So the path to go up, you know, first we have to come down, just as the Lord Jesus did. And here, this man was faithful. God entrusted to him a small amount of work, and for many years, perhaps up to 11 years, he was serving there in Potiphar's house faithfully, and the Lord was with him. As Brother Emil said, the Lord was with him in the good times, and the Lord was with him in the bad times. When he was in prison, the Lord was with him. When he was in Potiphar's house and everything was going well, the Lord was with him then. And so he's with us always, whether the good times and the bad times. But the point is this, that he didn't sit there and sulk. It said that he served. He looked at the opportunity and he said, how can I display Christ? What from the things that I have learned? Because again, he didn't have that coat anymore, but it was just as much on as it was before. He was displaying the features of Christ in everything that he did. And that's the responsibility that we need to have. Sometimes we know our bosses are watching. And so for the sake of the promotion that we want to get, or for the sake of whatever, we're going to get very busy when they are doing it. And the scripture says that's doing it for eye service. But when we know that we're doing it as unto Christ, because always he's watching you. When I'm working from this location or from that location, he's watching me. And if I do it as unto him, I don't want to steal even 1 minute from my master. I'm there, as Sammy said, to see how can I prosper his work, his kingdom. And I don't look at it like I'm working for credential. I'm working for as unto the Lord, because that is where the Lord has put me.
for service for him, not just so I can increase Prudential's wealth and the stockholders and everybody makes more money, but I'm doing it so for the glory of God. Whether you eat or sleep, whether you work or don't work, you do it all for the glory of God. And that's what Joseph was doing. And that's why God was with him. Because this man was faithful in the small things, and God entrusted him with more. He started with a small amount of responsibility, and now he's got the whole house, and soon he's going to have the whole kingdom. And so God was with him. He was faithful in the small things, and God continued to bless him. And so if we honor God, God is going to honor us. That is a scriptural principle. You'll find that through the entire scripture. You look at men and women who honored God, who lived for him, who didn't do it just because somebody was watching, but because we were doing it as unto the Lord, who always watches, and God will honor you.
In this passage, the word prosperity, and in the Hebrew has three ideas connected with it. It's connected with success, it's connected with good esteem, and it's also connected with behaving wisely. And if you look, you see that Joseph has all three of these characteristics. That he had success, all that he did was prosper, and he had good esteem. Potiphar trusted him. Potiphar did not have to keep his eye on him. And then he also behaved wisely. And we see that later. And we'll see that in the next reading, I guess. But it's just a prosper. It's not just being successful. There's more to it than that.
I think something else to consider as well is, you mentioned good times and bad. If you look at Joseph when he was at home, when he got sold, when he was in jail, even when he became ruler over Egypt, there was a consistency in his testimony. Regardless of what the circumstances around him were, he was faithful to the Lord. No matter what was happening around him, he wasn't impacted by that. He could have easily gotten down on himself when he got sold into Egypt, but he realized that the Lord was with him, and his testimony was consistent from day one until the very end.